Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Tommy Chang is the incoming Boston Public School Superintendent. The former instructional superintendent in Los Angeles does not officially take over the Boston job until July 1st, but he's been in the city for weeks gearing up for the transition, and he joins us now. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sharon.
You have chosen a transition team. Tell us about who's in that group, how you chose them, and what criteria you used in terms of which individuals would serve, and the balance of the overall group.
I am excited to bring together a diverse group of people who are thinkers and doers in public education. And this group of people will help me understand what priorities of Boston Public Schools need to be starting the 2015 and 2016 school year. So we have 35 people who represent a wide variety of backgrounds and experiences. Some work within Boston Public Schools. Others are from outside Boston Public Schools. Some are partners to our work. Some are folks in the communities. But the one thing that everyone has in common, they care deeply about the students we serve here in Boston.
You're launching a 100-day plan to start the school year, which essentially boils down to a top priority list. What are your top priorities? What needs changing first? And how will you make that change happen?
Yes, I believe that it is critical for us to be open-minded about what needs to happen the first 100 days. And that is why we are doing a listening and learning tour. I cannot identify what those critical things are at this point because I haven't spent the time understanding what needs to happen. So that's what the purpose of the next 2 months are.
Right. So give us a few more details about the Listen and Learn Tour.
What we will be doing is we'll be doing a lot of reading, we'll be looking at data, and then we will be organizing ourselves to be going out into the community. We'll be meeting with parents, we'll be meeting with students, we'll be meeting with community partners, we'll be going to schools, and our job is to listen and understand what's working well, what is not working well, what are some of our challenges, and what people would want Boston Public Schools to become.
Now, you've been here for a few weeks, rolling up your sleeves and talking to senior staff members, meeting with them and getting to know the system as best you can at this early point. I'm curious, what are some of the nuances and the challenges you're starting to pick up on now that you're actually here? Are there any surprises?
I wouldn't say there are surprises. I believe that Boston has always had a tradition of wanting to do good things for all students, and that we still have a long ways to go. So I would say that that is a theme that constantly comes up. I would say a second theme is that folks in Boston, as Boston is the birthplace of public education, Boston also wants to be the birthplace of some of those most innovative models of teaching and learning, and there are so many interesting bright spots throughout the city, and so I want to continue trying to understand and learn from all the different great work that's going on in Boston. And the last thing I would say is that there needs to be high-quality school choice in every single neighborhood, and parents are constantly saying this. They want their children to be in high-quality schools. And they demand for that. And as a Boston, as a leader in school choice in this country, I think we can continue looking at how do we ensure a quality seat for every single family.
Are there any innovations, something not yet done in Boston, that you know about and want to deliver to this school system?
There are interesting models of blended learning. That means a mix of students learning content through technology and learning in groups and doing projects together. So for me, I would love to see how we, as we move into the next generation, how do we really redesign what the high school experience looks like for youth?
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for the time.
Tommy Cheng is the incoming Boston Public School Superintendent. This is WBUR.